We know it as Beijing or Peking Opera, but the term is a bit of a misnomer. The traditional Chinese theatrical form known as Shichu is all too rarely performed in the West and almost never seen with the level of preparation that the Asian theater program at UH is bringing to this show, Fights and Delights, Three Chinese Comedies, later this month. Elizabeth Wickman-Walczak is co-director of a show that draws on months of training in song, speech, dance, acting, and combat. And for all its exotic origins, the show celebrates the elements of theater that reach well beyond their culture of origin. Elizabeth is with us in our studio. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi there. Pleasure to be here.
It looks as if in putting this together, this show, you look for the elements that would have universal appeal.
Well, that's certainly true. This is the first time the Asian Theater Program has collaborated with the Theater for Young Audience Program in our department. So we were looking for pieces that, for several short pieces instead of one long one, and pieces with comedy, with a lot of fun to appeal to families and children.
One of the nice things about young audiences is that you can reach them with things like pratfall, things that don't depend on languages.
Well, that's very true. There's a lot of training that's gone into these pratfalls, however, since they include comic combat, comic acrobatics. So we really think that this is enjoyable for anyone of any age.
Well, you know, pratfalls take skill, right?
Absolutely.
It's all about tumbling and jumping and really very skills related to dance, yeah?
Yeah, and our pratfalls this time include those that use swords, that use a very large burning candle balanced on a head, all sorts of interesting, unexpected things.
This all gets into the thing that you get in theater of... It takes a lot of work to make something look natural.
It absolutely does. So many scores of hours for every little bit of time on stage. In this case, that's included an entire semester of intensive training with students in the production attending two regular classes, one in voice and one in movement, and then individual classes several times a week with their teacher, one-on-one training in both the acting and the musicianship.
You know, a lot of these skills, I would think, would translate into other areas of theater in the future for
the
students.
We certainly believe that ourselves. That's one of the basic premises of the training we offer students in the Asian Theater Program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you see, what would be an example that people might be able to identify that they had seen in the past, but would take them close to what they're going to see?
Oh, previous productions?
Yeah, or just something you might have seen, you know, in the movies or whatever.
Well, in terms of our own productions, the one we do, we have a Chinese theater, a Shichu, Chinese so-called opera, as you said, a production every 4 years. So the last one was Lady Mu and the Yang Family Generals, and the one before that was the White Snake. But you know, actually, the combat martial arts that are featured in Kung Fu films and Jackie Chan films come from Shichu. Jackie Chan's original training was, in fact, in Shichu.
Didn't he go to school as a very young child to learn all these skills?
Absolutely. He certainly did. And so do the artist teachers who come here to train our students. They begin their training any place between age 8 and 10, and it goes on for a number of years before they perform professionally.
Well, you know, comedy is always, when people talk about comedy in theater, they always talk about how difficult it is to precisely gauge what
Indeed.
It's going to take to get a laugh.
Indeed.
Right?
And in our case, the physical comedy is one thing, but there's also verbal comedy, even a lot of puns. And so translating those puns means finding a parallel circumstance in the English language that's in the same realm of conversation and will get the same level of laugh, which is quite an exploratory adventure. We actually had a semester-long seminar in translation for performance last spring with, I think, about 12, 14 students working on these scripts and coming up as a class with the initial first draft translations that then got radically revised in the course of working with the teachers.
Translation is hard enough to just convey meaning without actually conveying
a joke and a pun even more difficult. You
right?
are always having to select which part of the meaning you can actually get yeah. into the second language.
Yeah. And in the case of a joke, you've got to be able to parse down to what makes that funny.
Yeah. And so much humor is, in fact, culturally related. So, again, yeah. you have to find a parallel circumstance sometimes.
Yeah. What kind of reactions do you get from students taking part in this effort?
Well, I think, you know, one of my great pleasures is years after students have participated in one of these training programs and productions,
uh-huh.
they write me or call me or we run into each other and they talk about how this was one of the most important things that happened in their education, how it changed their life, how special it was. I think very often that's retrospect that allows them to see this
yeah.
because it's very intensive training.
Mm-hmm.
So students are working extremely hard. They are, in most cases, challenged to a very great extent.
Mm-hmm.
And I am always impressed by how they kind of knuckle down to that challenge and really commit themselves to it.
And you don't always know what's good for you at the time, right?
This is true. This is true for all of us.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Elizabeth Wickman-Walczak is professor of theater and director of the Asian Theater Program at UH Manoa, co-director of Fights and Delights, Three Chinese Comedies. They'll be performed at Kennedy Theater Main Stage the weekends of February 16th and 23rd. The plays will be performed in English, and you can get details on the Conversations Facebook page.